Bless you so much.
Okay. Y'all know the problem with this, don't you? I mean, you're going to get a standing ovation when your pastor tells you to stand and give an ovation. I didn't do a thing to earn that, okay? But I appreciate it so very much. And you're much nicer to me than I'm going to be to Brother Jerry this morning in some of my comments. He built me up good, and I'm going to tear him down good and give him a fit. 42 years. 42 years. How many have been members of this church for 42 years? Wow. To Jerry, I say congratulations. Do you, I say God bless you? Oh. You know, one thing about preaching at Northside, it's easy. Because I know that I love you and you love me. And I know that I have the proper subject, Jesus, Paul, and Jerry. And I know that God has been so good to this church and to Brother Jerry over 42 years. 42 years. I keep going back to that. How many preachers do you know that has lasted in the same church for 42 years? That tells me one of three things. First of all, it would tell me that Jerry is a great pastor. Second of all, it would tell me that you love him dearly or you put up with him. And thirdly, it would tell me that no other church would have him. But I know number three is not correct. I know the part B of second one is not correct either, because I know that Jerry Spear is a great pastor. And I know that he serves a great Jesus. And he's faithful to always lift up the name of the Lord. He's a pastor that you love, and I appreciate you loving him the way you do. I know some preachers go somewhere and they don't stay too long. They're like the Aflac duck. All they do is quack, 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 quack. And they're gone pretty soon. I know that some church members are like mayhem, causing havoc everywhere they go, causing the need of someone to clean up his mess. But Brother Jerry is here to protect you like from mayhem. He is like that Allstate guy. You are in good hands with Jerry. No doubt in my heart. Jerry is like Bear Aspirin. He works miracles. He's like a Ford car, not found on the road dead, but he's like a Ford car because he has a better idea. And that is so true. Jerry is like, in the best description I can come up with, like Bounty paper towels. He's the quicker picker-upper. He is the one that can handle the tough jobs. And he will not come apart when you do. He is a man that you can call on, and he's a man that you can trust with your life. And I appreciate Brother Jerry Spear. What an example. What an example for other pastors to look at and to follow on what is a pastor. There's not many pastors left in Baptist churches. There are a lot of preachers left. There's a lot of administrators left. There's a lot of, let's just get it done. But few people that I know in ministry will pastor a church like Brother Jerry does. Today's a special day for him. It's an honor for me to be here, but it's a greater honor for him to be honored by you. He and Miss Becky have served you faithfully. They have done all that they can for you. And I want you to believe me today when I say, thank you for honoring that man. I really, truly appreciate it. Few of you know how heavy the load is in life. I want you to look with me, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And I want us to look at that verse and those verses following and see that Paul underwent unrelenting chastisements and hardships as he traveled. And people were constantly calling him out, not for the good that he was doing, but for what they felt was the bad he was doing. Listen to verse 23, the middle part of that verse, going down in others. I am talking like a madman, Paul says, with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings, and often near death. 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. 1 night and 1 day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in danger for rivers, danger from robbers, dangers from my own people, danger from the Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil, in hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And apart from other things, there is daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. Daily, above all of these things, there's the burden of the church. I want you to look with me, if you would, and think about Paul. Just look back in your life and see all the things you've learned about the Apostle Paul and see all that he had to go through to accomplish God's purpose for his life. In Acts chapter 9, we find that Saul was converted. And when he was converted, God said to a man by the name of Ananias, go to Paul and disciple him. And I said, Lord, I don't want to do that. I know Saul. He's been a madman. He has hindered and harmed the Christians of your church. And God said, no, I want you to go. It's going to be okay. And Ananias went to him. And Ananias met with him. And Ananias saw a changed man because he saw a man called unto God's purpose. Brother Jerry knows as well as I that a call issued by someone other than God is a false call. I know with a surety that I've been called as an associational missionary. And I can say that Jerry knows assuredly that he has a call from God, and because of that call, he is willing to do all that he has done for you throughout these 42 years. That plan of God included for Paul's suffering. Only eternity will be able to tell all of the many sufferings of so many preachers throughout the Southern Baptist Convention. So many hardships a pastor endures. In Acts 14, 1 and following, a mob tries to stone Paul. In Acts 14, 14, it shows a description that Paul actually was stoned. In Acts 16, 16 and following, you find that Paul was arrested and that he was beaten with rods and that he was beaten in prison. In Acts 17:5, Paul and Silas found themselves in the middle of a riot. In Acts 27:27, you find a description of one of his shipwrecks. In Philippians 4:11 and following, you find the truth that Paul says in ministry to the Philippian church, I had no money to buy food. Look with me over at Acts. I want to read a couple of verses there. Acts 20:22. And now behold, Paul says, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit. I believe that Brother Jerry, for 42 years, has been constrained by the Spirit to lead you, dear folks. Not knowing, Paul says, what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonments and afflictions await me. But I do not count my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course in the ministry that I have received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Brother Jerry is much like Paul. The word says here, I do not account my life for nothing. Brother Jerry has had to put his life on the rear burner many times to do what he has done for you. It's hard to imagine for me any of these trials and tribulations that Paul had to go through. But Paul experienced them, all of them. And that's what makes the next statement so incredible. Go back to 2 Corinthians 11:28, and he says, beside all of these things that have happened to me, the burden that I have for the churches I planted are far greater. I appreciate deeply Jerry's ongoing commitment to faithfulness in this church. What could be as hard as being shipwrecked? What could be as hard as being stoned? What could be as hard as being whipped? Some pastors I know would say being the pastor of a local Southern Baptist church. But I don't think that is true. At least I hope it's not. I know that Jerry Spear has a daily burden for the pressures of this church. And he wants to make sure that everyone in this church is getting along in life. Brother Jerry's physical hardships, no more difficult than a constant concern for the people of God. Brother Jerry has not had to suffer shipwreck. He has not had to suffer stonings. He has not had to suffer whippings. But Brother Jerry has so suffered emotionally and spiritually and physically for many within this church. Paul was so concerned that others would bear their own burden. When people are weak, when people are emotionally distraught, your pastor has had a pastor's heart. And your pastor is willing to have a burning heart of a heavy burden to lead you forward for, I hope, a lot more years. Paul carried that burden. He carried the burden of sorrows, of disappointments, of failures, of joys of each and every person that he had. Paul's daily concern was like a parent Many of you have had the opportunity to take a child to first grade, the first day of school. You put them in the car and you're saying, oh, this is going to be a great day. You're going to enjoy this so much. It's going to be so good. You're going to love your teacher. Everything's going to go well for you today. And then you get out of the car and walk that little boy up to the room. You come to the door. You bend down and hug him. And you say, I love you. And I'll be back for you. Have a good day. And you turn around with tears in your eyes. And you think before you even get to the car, is he crying? Has anybody went over and tried to make friends with him? At 10 o'clock you begin to think, is he having a good time at recess? And then at 12 o'clock, is anyone sitting with him at lunch? And your heart is burdened for that child. I've known Jerry for 28 years and I've seen a burden for this church for 28 years, like a parent has for a child. Or how about a parent with adult children? That parent says, I wonder if that job is really going to make it for my son. Is that job going to support him and his wife and his family like it needs to do? Man, I sure hope my son can afford that house. Man, I hope the marriage stays together. That's the kind of burden that Jerry has for each of you. That you would know that his burden is one of love. And that's the type of burden that Brother Paul carried into his ministry. As a pastor, Paul considered the daily concerns for people and for the congregation to be difficult. It would be so difficult that he would experience the beatings and the shipwrecks and the imprisonments, as you might expect. But what did Paul do? Paul just kept right on going because he had the call of God in his heart. And that call of God was not going to prevent Paul from fulfilling God's will for his life. And no matter how difficult the times may be at Northside Baptist Church, Brother Jerry is going to continue on because he has a call from God on his heart. It's very obvious that Brother Jerry loves each of you. It's very obvious that he is concerned for you, that he prays for you, that he counsels with you. Every day, Brother Jerry has that great anxiety for his church. He wants to help the weak and the hurting. But he also wants to help the maturity of the believer. Jerry is not the pastor of a few foes. He's the pastor of all of the foes. Your pastor walks with you, and your pastor understands you. His concern is so deep and so powerful that thoughts of you actually do keep him up at night. When he opens his computer to read the news, or when he turns on the TV to hear the news, he filters that through the church because he sees you involved in ways like we hear on the news. He worries that you'll go to the bookstore and buy the latest book, and that book has the possibility to lead you into untruth and not benefit your life. His emotions are heightened every time one of you goes into the hospital for test. He has a life that is utterly concerned for your marriages. He has a grief when your teenager goes astray. He has joy when you find a new job and when your income increases. He grieves the loss and he grieves the hurting. But he rejoices with those that rejoice. Brother Jerry goes to a Friday afternoon funeral and preaches that funeral. Friday night he comes to the church for a wedding rehearsal. And he is, I wouldn't say professional, but godly. He brings those emotions with him, but he handles them with a steady hand. Inside his heart, he's haunted by the grief of that family that just lost their loved one. And he rejoices with that married couple. How can he do that? Only by the power of God. Only by the power of God. He carries all of your concerns with Him, around with Him every day. In our lives, we're usually involved with one or two emotional things at a time. We're involved with financial issues, or we're involved with marital issues, or we have lost a great friend, or we've lost a parent, or any of these things that we go through that grieve our hearts. But you all go through those one or two things and you all do it at the same time. Therefore, Jerry has to carry upon his shoulders, upon his heart, 300 financial issues in the home. 300 marriages that might be on the rocks. 300 other emotions that are always boiling up in him. He experiences those in the depths of his heart just like they were his. And he tries to relieve your burden and take it upon himself. He experiences these things every day because he has a burden for you. And a betterment for you. Your pain, your joys become His. And He's concerned for each of you. And I know that you appreciate that in His life. Your pastor cares more and more and more than most any pastor I know. Your pastor is with you as you walk the course of life. And you need to realize that he hurts when you hurt, that he rejoices when you rejoice, that he weeps when you weep. Just like the Apostle Paul. He experiences each of these things daily as a burden for you, your pain and your joy. He cares so much for you. And that's why I want to say today, thank you for caring for him. You're celebrating this day because you know that you love your pastor. We, of course, appreciate Brother Jerry. He has been with me on more than one occasion when I needed help, be it sickness or be it ministry-related or whatever. Jerry is always there. So we appreciate Brother Jerry for all that he does and his leadership in the association. We appreciate Brother Jerry for all of the work that he's done in the Georgia Baptist Convention, all of the positions he held and all of that. That he does. But Paul reminds us that what doesn't compare is the intense concern that he has for each of us. Now, I hope, I really do hope, that your pastor is not at the point of shipwreck. I hope he's not at the point of being beaten. And I hope that he's not at the point of going hungry instead of being the pastor of this church. Never. If Brother Jerry has endured 42 years, he's endured to your heart. He is a man of God. He is a great pastor. Do you remember what the Lord Jesus said? Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, even so send I you. Brother Jerry is on a mission. To fulfill that mission, the work of the Lord, and that call from God that pushes him to get out of bed every day, that call from God that pushes him to make that visit, that call of God that pushes him to lead somebody to Jesus, he is doing God's will. His desire is to honor God. His desire is for this church to honor God. His desire is to follow God's will, to live under the lordship of Christ. Therefore, he desires to show you the example of Jesus. And that's what a pastor needs to do. Just as Jesus was sent to serve, your pastor has been sent to serve this church. You're blessed. But I also believe that he's best. He is faithful. He is faithful as the day is long. If you can know that Brother Jerry is for you and not against you, you will be blessed. When I think of Brother Jerry, I say, Jerry, faithful spear. Faithful describes him to a T. Faithful. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Because God is faithful to him, he can be faithful to you. And because God is faithful to you, you can be faithful to him. When you think about the impossible situations, you call upon God. And then you call upon Jerry. Now sometimes we get the pecking order wrong. Sometimes you call on Jerry before you do God. You don't need to do that. God is your source. Brother Jerry is just an instrument. There's so much on my heart I want to say. When convictions begin to slip in your life, Brother Jerry is not hesitant to hold up the truth of the Word of God. Jerry's faithfulness has been demonstrated by his great deeds and service. Not considering the situation might have been negative for he or his family, Brother Jerry's faithfulness is seen in his tenacity to do a job well and to complete the task. Brother Jerry's faithfulness is not dependent on what you do for him. No, it's not. He would do what he does without any awards or expressions of thanks. Because he has the call of God upon his life to be a pastor. His faithfulness is found in his steady reign teaching the Word of God, expounding its truth, and always ending at the cross. Brother Jerry has confirmed his faithfulness to you for 42 years. And I'm reminded of that scripture which says, moreover, brethren, it is required of stewards. Stewards are people who have been invested with something. In other words, Brother Jerry is a steward of Northside Baptist Church. He is your shepherd. He is your lead. He is your guide. And God has placed him in that position. But what does God require? God requires of a steward that a man be found faithful. Brother Jerry is faithful. So let me change gears just a moment and say to you, there's one much greater in faithfulness than Brother Jerry. That's Jesus. Jesus Christ is the exalted Lamb of God. He is the exalted Lord and Savior of you who know Him. Jesus Christ is the one that is seated at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us. Jesus is praying for you right now. There's one greater than Jesus. No. There's one greater than Jerry. But no one is greater than Jesus. And you know what makes Jerry so special? He knows that truth. He lives under Jesus' authority. And he lives a life to lead and guide you. So let me say this, Christian. You are a believer in Jesus. No matter what you go through in life, the pecking order is still set. Look to Jesus. And if he tells you to go see the banker, go see the banker. If he tells you to go see the lawyer, go see the lawyer. But if he tells you to go see Brother Jerry, you better get to see Brother Jerry. Brother Jerry stands waiting to help whatever the cause. And then let me say this. The one that is more faithful than Brother Jerry is Jesus. And Jesus is the one that calls you to salvation. This week, you had Vacation Bible School. Maybe some of the children that were saved needs to acknowledge that today. Brother Jerry is not like Jesus in the seemingly truth that there's salvation in no one other. If you're outside of Christ this morning, if you're not living under His reign and rule in your life this morning, if you're not serving Him this morning as your Savior and Lord, you need to come. You need to come. But if you're lost today, if you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, if He is not living in your heart, today would be a perfect day for you to come and acknowledge your need for Jesus. He went to Calvary's cross and He took your place. He shed His blood for the forgiveness of your sin. And the Heavenly Father poured out all of His wrath upon Jesus so that you and I could be saved. Jesus was rejected and Jesus was not believed. But Jesus continued to be faithful. And He's faithful to the point today to save your soul. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that if anyone is in this building and they do not know You as their Lord and Savior, that they'll come and give their lives to You and let You exercise Your ministry over them and through them. Lord, separate them. Separate them from the world by Your blood. Cleanse them. Lord, I pray that someone today would stand and acknowledge their need for Jesus and come forward, whether it be one that is lost or whether it be a Christian. Lord, if someone wants to just give an acknowledgement of Your goodness and Your faithfulness, may they do that in this time. For we ask it in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen. stand with us and let's sing "The Savior is Waiting." Brother Jerry will be down front. If you need to respond, Brother J.D. is down front. You come to Jesus as we begin singing.
The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let Him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. What is your answer to Him? Time after time He has waited before, and now He's waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how He wants to come in. If you'll take one step toward the Savior, my friend, you'll find His arms open wide. Receive Him and all of your darkness will end. Within your heart He'll abide. Time after time He has waited, and now He's waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how He wants to come in.
We have some great news to share with you in just a moment, but I'm going to ask that you would be seated, and Steve Smith is going to come.
Morning. Is this working? Good morning. This morning we recognize something that's very rare in this world, a man who devotes his life to any group, but to a church is amazing that he's lasted. Last is a bad word. But he's endured us for 42 years. I remember the day when he was recognized over in the chapel when I was a sophomore in high school, and it was who knew that God was going to bless us with such a amazing gift. But Jerry, if you would come up here. He's an amazing man who has been through many things with us, births, sicknesses, deaths. He shows up at the hospital. I have no idea how he knew we were there, but he's there and just does amazing things for us. Brother Jerry, we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for everything, and a small token here.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you for your kindness. We have exciting news to share with you. Kind of felt like I was at my funeral this morning. But anyway, glad that you are here. Excited for the decisions that have been made today. Olivia, would you just come and just stand? You saw her baptized. You know that she's made a decision for the Lord, and she wants to be part of our church family. Charlie, if you would come and stand, and your families can come and stand with you so that you're not alone. Andrew, would you come? Just bring your family with you. And this is Kyle and Emily, as well, Collins, and they want to come today and become part of our church family as well. And so we are excited about that. So if you rejoice in their decision,